This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on Atmanirbharta in defense sector. The participants are Air Vice Marshal S.J. Nanodkar, Defense Analyst, and S. Rangabashyam, Anchor.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today, along with his Spanish counterpart Pedro Sanchez, inaugurated the Tata Aircraft Complex in Vadodara in Gujarat. This is major milestone in defense manufacturing in the country. To discuss about the nitty-gritties, we have with us Air Vice Marshal Sunil Jayant Nanodkar. Air Marshal Nanodkar, a warm welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
As this is a major milestone, which the Prime Minister in his speech also, made a mention. And this probably is the first time where the private sector has been involved in the final assembly line for a military aircraft in the country. That means the full-fledged aircraft will come out of the facility and take to the skies. How significant is this event?
Yeah, Ranga, as you rightly pointed out, it is one of the significant milestones. Now, what it means is that the country in the times to come is going to be witnessing development to an extent, but complete manufacturing and delivery of a transport aircraft with full capability that defense services desire from within the country. While we have collaborated with Airbus and the initial 14 aircraft are going to be manufactured in Spain, but remaining 40 aircraft from start to finish are going to be manufactured in Vadodara completely by Tatas. The training that has been given to Tata people, Tata technicians, Tata engineers, and the Tata administrators for this purpose in Spain by Airbus. The significance of this, I would take you back to many, many years when HAL, the defense PSU, earlier it was a private company when it got launched and subsequently it became a defense PSU, started manufacturing some trainer aircraft and attempted to make some good fighter aircraft also. It took us a very long time to deliver what we have today in the form of Tejas. It also manufactured many helicopters, and the significant one in the recent times were advanced helicopters and light combat helicopters. Now, we tried our best, but we have never been able to manufacture transport aircraft or whatever size. We tried, we reached a certain stage, and then we had to stop that program for various reasons. I will not go into that now. However, I think this big step was taken some years back that if it is possible, private sector should be engaged with foreign companies to get into manufacturing of aircraft. And that too, it is very, very significant to step into manufacturing this size of aircraft by ourselves. And once you get the exposure to some part of design development, thereafter manufacturing, thereafter certification and testing, or testing and certification, and delivering an operational machine to, as per the specification required by the defense services to them. This whole process is a very complicated process in terms of transport aircraft manufacturing. We have never been able to achieve it. And this is going to be the first time that it is going to happen. And like I always mentioned, that what one has to look at is, what is your national power? What is your national capability? You have to look at it, which also includes all elements, all small elements, I would say, which come together to form a national park. Now, private sector is also one part of your national park. And if you are giving opportunity to that sector to step into defense manufacturing, along with strengthening your defense PSUs, I think it is one of the best things to happen for the country. And we would stand in line with many advanced countries across the globe. And that is a capability today you're looking at when you do take a step like this.
Air Marshal Nanodkar, let's talk about the philosophy. You know, till a couple of decades ago, you know, to talk about, you know, outsourcing defense production was a kind of a strict no-no, really a no-go area. You just can't talk about, you know, outsourcing or involving the private sector in any way in defense production. And it was limited to the defense PSUs only and the ordnance factories and all. But from there on, haven't we come a long way that we have now, you know, opened it up not only to the private sector in the country, but also to the foreign companies to come and set up base and to have collaboration? And there is no problem. Not everything is sensitive. And despite the collaboration, you know, the confidentiality and sensitivity can be maintained. So isn't that a sea change in the philosophy altogether?
Yeah, you know, I would go back to globalization when it took place. And that is the time we got exposure to global technologies in private sector. The outcome of that was the awareness that came in to our manufacturing industry and otherwise other industry also. We were always very strong in software sector. That was our main forte many years back, many decades back. And from there, we were not, I don't think we were very certain as to how much of defense sector to be open to the private sector and particularly to the foreign element, because the global scenario was such, we were not very certain who is our true friend and who is not. So from there, we have come a long way in manufacturing the whole aircraft today. Secondly, two elements that come to my mind in this stepping stone that we have achieved today is that it was good that USA put sanctions on us at one point in time and told everybody else not to give us certain technology. And that gave us a boost to design, develop our own technology. I'll give you one example. When we were designing and developing LCA aircraft, because of the sanctions, we could not get fly-by-wire technology from anybody. And that forced us to design our own fly-by-wire system. Now, today, we are designer of one of the best fly-by-wire system which flies on Tejas aircraft, and it will continue to fly on many other platforms that come in future. Now, this technology is the capability of design development of this technology worldwide is available at the most with 5 to 7 countries. And we stand as one of them. And not only we stand shoulder to shoulder with them, our design that is flying on the platform is one of the best in the world. And that was thanks to the sanction. So coming from there today, where the present dispensation in the center is insisting that maximum capability in defense sector has to be indigenized. And there are certain compulsions put. Yes, there are some fallouts of that. I'm sure the people in right places are aware of it. And they have taken into consideration the planning requirements to defend our country. But it also forces people to think bigger, think ahead, and think well. And that is how these private players have started thinking, not only about their profit books, but also reasoning out into how in future this kind of capability is going to help them as well as the country in terms of self-reliance and export capability. So I think overall, it is a win-win situation, and this process started way back, but it has been strengthened now to an extent where there is no rollback now.
Right. Well, listeners, we are in discussion with Air Vice Marshal Sunil Jayant Nanotkar on Atmanirbharta in defense sector. But before we move ahead, let's listen in to what the Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez said in the inaugural function today.
Today, we are not only officially inaugurating a cutting-edge industrial facility. Today, we're also witnessing how an extraordinary project between two emblematic companies becomes a reality. Prime Minister Modi, this is also the triumph of your vision to turn India into an industrial powerhouse and a magnet for investment and business-to-business collaboration. This partnership between Airbus and Tata will contribute to the progress of the Indian aerospace industry and will open new doors for the arrival of other European companies. This project brings together the best of two worlds.
Well, that was the Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez speaking during the inaugural function. Let's continue our discussion with Air Marshal Nanotkar. Air Marshal Nanotkar, we are also, you know, having the Army Commanders Conference. Actually, it is the second phase which is being held in Delhi after Gangtok, and it is focusing on security and China tensions. Simultaneously, we also have Swavalamban 2024, the Naval Innovation and Indigenization Seminar, which is underway in Delhi. This is again a two-day seminar showcasing the niche technology for air and defense surveillance. And we are already talking about the inauguration of the Tata Aircraft Complex, which is basically for defense aviation. We have been talking about the significance of this particular project, but if we were to see the aviation sector, the aircraft in tidbits, whether it is the airframe, engines, avionics, software, landing gear, underbelly or interiors, you know, India had previously made attempts to do, you know, a little bit with the help of private sector, but not the complete aircraft being manufactured here. In this context, the manufacture of C-295, isn't that a major step forward? And probably it could, you know, help give an impetus to civil aviation as well. I mean, you know, manufacturing for civil aviation as well.
Yes, Ranga, it's a very good point that you brought out. First of all, manufacturing a complete transport aircraft is happening for the first time. Now, while you say that you're manufacturing the aircraft, it's not a complete indigenous product because we still have to get certain avionics, certain airframe parts from companies abroad. And definitely, we are not self-reliant at all on aero engines, particularly. We have tried. Therefore, we are going to a little away from saying that we are completely self-reliant as far as manufacturing of aircraft is concerned, whether it is transport, helicopters, or fighters. So that will be a dream day when all three we can manufacture totally on our own and all components coming from within. Many developed countries which are manufacturing aircraft also don't do it even now. So we are not, you know, exclusive in that sense. In fact, some of the aircraft parts for Lockheed Martin, Boeing, and many other aircraft manufacturers, Embraer, they're going from India, if you know. And Tata Advanced Systems is one of the company, very major player in that. And not only Tata's, some of the small SMEs and MSMEs, they are involved in exporting certain avionics, certain items for airframe, and significant ones, though, also from going out of India. So we are exporting those to those companies. Yeah. So all in all, if you take an overall view, we have taken the first baby step in terms of manufacturing a transport aircraft on our soil, manufacturing, testing it, certifying it, and delivering it to the defense services. This is the first step. Right. Alongside, Tatas have also signed with Airbus helicopter manufacturing, private sector. And I'm sure that that will also help compete with HAL for defense sector. Ranga, all these things leads us to where you started regarding the seminar being conducted by Indian Navy in Delhi for 2 days. Now, this is a culmination of small, small discussions and small, small presentations, small, small seminars all across the country as far as Navy is concerned, Air Force is concerned, and Army is concerned. Just to bring in, there was a seminar on AI recently conducted by Navy in one of their stations. Similarly, certain aspects of building ship manufacturing, weapon system integration, all these things were conducted in small measures where private players, DRDO, many other components participated. And this is culmination of all those small seminars that were conducted across the country. So I think this is how we have built ourselves into getting towards self-reliance and the build-up capability indigenously. So I think this is very good steps. This is the right way to go about it. Yeah. And it will benefit in long run to all the three services. Yeah.
Air Marshal Nanotkar, the Prime Minister in today's function, you know, paid tributes to the former chairman of Tata Group, Ratan Tata, who left us recently. And he also highlighted one thing, the prevailing work culture in the country and in the government, that this particular project, the foundation stone laying, was done in October 2022, and in less than, you know, 2 years it has been inaugurated, and the timeline is such that by September 2026, actually the Tata chairman Mr. Chandrasekharan made a public commitment to the Prime Minister saying that the first aircraft will roll out of the facility before the end of 2 years. So don't you think this is indicative of the prevailing work culture in the government?
Yeah, Ranga, you have specified the timelines and significant steps that have happened here with Tata Group of company. You know, many private sector companies have this work culture in our country, but this has to spread to each and every Indian standing there. And I think we have to significantly change our DNA to that extent, to be more professional, valuing time not only of oneself but the others more than anything else, and also look at these time-bound deliveries or time-bound manufacturing, or, you know, whatever timelines you set for yourself, achieving those goals in a time-bound fashion all across the board, because one cog in the wheel and your entire process stops. This is one of the demonstrated efforts by Tata Company. And I think we have a long way to go there. This is just a first step in terms of demonstration of our capability. So I think it's a significant step, and I think we are on right track.
Air Vice Marshal Sunil Jayant Nanotkar, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much for joining us on the program.
Thank you, Ranga.
You were listening to a discussion on Atmanirbharta in defense sector. The participants were Air Vice Marshal S.J. Nanotkar, defense analyst, and S. Rangabashyam, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR.